Shabbos Parchof, Mishneh Gimel. Ein Sharnas Achiltis Bapesh. In Chiltis, the Rav says in certain countries that are cold, they would have this very spicy, leafy vegetable that's called Asafetida. When people are so cold, I guess in a certain way, it would warm them up. So you're not allowed to soak this Bapesh with warm water, because this looks like Maisa Dechol. And the Tver Sol explains that it's a Derech of Refuah, so that was the reason that it's Aser. But one is allowed to put this stuff into vinegar and use it as a dip, because healthy people eat it this way too, the Tiferes Yisrael explains. And one shouldn't soak vetches, which is animal food, and he should also not rub against it to rub away the psolas, because that's borer. And by the way, by soaking it, it's also borer, because when he submerges this into the water, all the psolas will start floating to the top. So if he purposely does this, he puts it in the water, and the water will sort of make all the light stuff that he doesn't want float to the top, that's borer. But he's allowed to put it into a sieve or into a basket. He's not doing it that the sieve or the basket should actively be mevara, the psolas, that the unwanted part will fall through the cracks, literally. Rather, he's just putting it there to store. Sometimes it may happen that it falls through by itself, but it's not inevitable, and therefore it's not borer. Ein kovenas ha-tevin bekvar, one should not sift grain, straw, with a sieve. Now, grain and straw, at the edge of it, at the top, there's a thing called motes, which is like these, almost looks like hadasim, one on top of the other. They're the psolas, nobody eats that stuff, not even the animals. And when one would put this straw into a sifter, so the motes would fall through the sifter. So that's a problem of borer. One can't do that. And similarly, you cannot put this sieve on a higher place, like on a ledge up high, that this motes falls down from the height, from the wind or whatever. Whether it's borer or merakid, I believe some learned that this is also a problem of zora, of winnowing, where the wind disperses the part that you don't like when you throw it up in the air. So this is a little bit similar to that. But one can transport and carry straw with the sieve and put it from there into it's called a manger, or I think it's also called the trough where the animal eats from. And this is not a problem of borer, because like the Rav explains, even though it may fall out by itself, it's a davar sheino miskaven, like Reb Shimon, that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon, that a davar sheino miskaven is mutter. And it's mashma that we're dealing specifically in a case, just like what the Rav said earlier, that it's not vadai going to fall out. Otherwise, it'd be a psik resha, even according to Rabbi Shimon.